the depth of the legacy and the depth of the contribution of Klal Yisrael. So we'll come back to this, but these two paragraphs in and of themselves, both to see that what we observe in Rabbi Yaakov Meshach records many, many years ago, and that the opportunity that Achdus brings to Klal Yisrael in and of itself, and that we see that illusions and mitparer, so that's an important yisod in which we can build. Okay. We'll continue with this. Let's go back to the sugya. So the sugya is the sugya of Kura. The sugya of Kura is a part of the palm tree. Well, the important aspects of Kura is that at some point of its growth it's edible, and then it becomes at some point inedible. Some point it's edible, but it's not the reason why people plant date trees, and then that part becomes inedible. So what's the din? So we know Rabbi Yehuda said Bar Pi Adama, and Shmuel said Shakol Nivedvarei. Shmuel says to Rabbi Yehuda, I have a good raya for you, the radish. The radish is also edible, and then it becomes inedible. And we still say a burp you're dumb in the radish, but it's edible. And then the Gemara says that the radish is not a good example. Gemara brings a raya from Tzlaf. And finally, the Gemara says that even though Shmuel seems to have conceded to Rabbi Yehuda, we paskin like the original Shmuel. So we left off yesterday, was trying to understand what is, how do we understand the sugya? If Shmuel concedes from Yehuda, the machlokes is over, it's done. And the so how do we understand the Hemshech HaSugya? The Gemara then criticizes Shmuel and says we pass on Shmuel anyways. Alright? So that's where we left off yesterday. So who has the Mahalach and the Sugya?
I have a possible two different
okay. Possible is good.
So either one of them is possibly the Lohi is really Shmuel talking all the time, and he's saying although
technical. But go ahead. It's a technical issue.
Yeah, sent to Shmuel. So it's either the Lohi is Shmuel talking all the time, even though he gave a svara.
Okay.
For,
good. Good. Oh, that's fine. Good.
Or
good.
The other one is just Shmuel didn't, I guess, realize that part of Adaita Dinakta was part of his own din, but Lamaisa at the end of the day really was the whole time. So the Gemara is finishing off and saying.
So again, you're more concerned with the technical issue of how do we read Shmuel? Okay, so technically you could say Veloy could be Shmuel, could be. Or even though the Gemara says the very end, not like the Gemara in the end says for Alpha Gab the Kilsay Shmuel of Yudah, right? The Gemara doesn't say.
How do we translate to Kilsay?
He praised him, right?
Just praise. He doesn't like.
Yeah, I can see it. Of Yudah Hilchasa Kavah say the Shmuel. All right. So the second issue is which goes together is Kenny saying that there is a. There is a svara to which Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel accepts as a valid and reasonable svara, but Shmuel says, "But that's not the total picture. That's this part, right?" And that's what some of you were mumbling before that he praises him, but that doesn't mean that he concedes. I use the word concede because I wanted to show you what has to be understood. Afagab the kal say Shmuel of Yehuda. So you have to say something along those lines, right? He says kavoscha mistabra. What you're saying makes sense. So then, why then lachor that he's conceding, right? Elamai could be what you're saying makes sense according to you, or what you're saying makes sense, but that's only the two parts to the sugya, right? There's a part to the sugya that this is can still be called a pre, but there's another cheshbon of kevin the daite the inshei, that kevin the night inshei daite, All right, so the that's something along those lines. Then we have a more. So that's correct. That's correct. Go ahead, Avram.
I want to like advance that. Like the whole time. So Shmuel says to Rav Yehuda that like I have a raya for you.
Yeah.
Lav dafka is he's saying like I think your halacha is correct. Like he still has.
Okay, it could be this being a raya lishitascha.
And then the Gemara goes right turn.
But again, you have to be a little bit careful because he doesn't. He says kavoscha mistabra. Well, go ahead.
Right. Yeah. And then the Gemara goes right turn. Tries to explain like why, I guess why Shmuel didn't retract his opinion. Like why he just said it was a.
Okay, so that's what Kenny's saying, that the Wallahi he might be either Shmuel. Wallahi means the Talmidim are reestablishing the Rebbe's sheet, but for a different reason. A different reason. Go ahead, Yosef.
If it was really agreeing with him, it would say Shinana Mistabra. The word
Kavoscha.
According
to you, it's
Mistabra.
I think for here, it sounds like
that's
a bit.
Kavoscha.
Mistabra.
Your Dane
is
Mistabra. No. Like,
you're
Mistabra. Okay, could be. Okay, these are more technical things. But in terms of the Svaras, okay, I mean, could be. I'm not sure. But in terms of the Svara, though, so again, so what's. Put Shmuel into context. When Shmuel says that we say Bari Pidama based on the Kura, right? So, and of course, you know, the previous Sugya, there Shmuel and Rav Yehuda agreed that, no?
Depends
if you're... No, they agree.
Or you're not, but similarly, that, like Rav Yehuda, that you make a Dama.
Right, it began, that when there was Machlekes, exactly what did Shmuel say, right? But Shmuel said that you say Adam and Kimche Dechiti. All right, so what's the connection between Shemen, where Rav Yehuda says you make a borei pre-eitz, Kimchi Dechite, where Rav Yehuda says you make a borei pre-dama, and Kura, where Rav Yehuda says you make a borei pre-dama? What's the... What is the connection between the three sugyas? Shemen, Kimchi Dechite, and Kura. It's all Rav Yehuda and Shmuel. Was that? Shtani, okay? So Shemen is Kevan Nishtane, the Lashon is Kevan Nishtane, Kevan Nishtane, Bemil Sei Koi. Even though the item has changed, you took a kernel of grain and you ground it down, and it's now powder, Kevan Nishtane, Bemil Sei Koi. It still maintains the same bracha. Right? You took an olive and you crushed it into oil, Kevan Nishtane, Bemil Sei Koi. So now we have Kura. Kura was an edible part of the palm tree, and it's going to change. But now I'm having it before it changed. So Rav Yehuda says that even though it will be nishtana, b'mil sekoi. Right. So l'chayra, what's Shmuel's easy response to? To Rav Yehuda?
You say Ishtani, so then it should also be Ishtani here.
What's Shmuel's response to negate Rav Yehuda, against Rav Yehuda?
Right.
That's what he's asking Rav Yehuda. How would he go against Rav Yehuda? How could Shmuel say, I hold that Al Shem in Zayis is a Bar Pirates? I hold Kim Chedechite is a Bar Piyadom, according to the Shita Shmuel holds that. But when it comes to Kura, no, Kura, I'm going to say, is a shackle. Go ahead, all right. Again? Oh, okay. So I'm going to say a very significant difference. Right? Shmuel's, Rabbi Yehuda's original din was, Kevan Dishtani, if a human being presses the olives, Bemil Sakai. Person grinds the kernel, Bemil Sakai. What about the Rabbanu Shalom decides to change the parts of the tree? So do we say Bemil Sakai? Do we say that since the Rebbeinu Shlom said at one particular stage of the growth of this leaf before it becomes a part of the tree, so it's edible, so we should, therefore it's bari pri ha'adomo, so now, later on, it will change again and become part of the tree. So does that mean that we should consider it to be a pri b'shas that it is a pri? So, L'chayra Shmuel would say to Rav Yehuda, It's a different story over here. Rav Yehuda says, Kevon the Ishtane b'milsakai, the fact that it changes and becomes a different form, it still maintains its original, as some of you said yesterday, Basher Usham. It maintains its original din. Its din was, it was a fruit. It is a fruit. Why should the fact that at a later stage it becomes an edible, why should that make its present stage any less of a fruit? If Rav Yehuda holds that crushing olives and getting its extract is a shinoi, and nevertheless we say, but it still was once a fruit, so it still has the same bracha. I take kernels and I grind it into flour. It was once a peri, so we maintain it in a peri. So Rav Yehuda says, so the fact that this is going to change and become part of the tree, so what? B'milsakoi. It still is, it's a peri right now. The fact is going to change later on. If grinding kernels does not change the status of the kernel, so the fact that in the future it's going to become hard and crusty and part of the tree, that shouldn't change its status for right now. So Shmuel says, in a deme nod in the raya, two apples and oranges, right? It's two different situations. Over there, it was a fruit, and human beings now, they could paint it, they could grind it, they could whatever they do with it, but it was it's Kadosh Baruch Hu's fruit. That's the way Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us. Over here, we're talking about a part of the tree which hasn't come to maturity yet. When it comes to maturity, it's an eitz. So now I want to eat part of the eitz. Okay, so the heart of the palm. Right now it's soft, I'm able to eat it. That's boss. It's not really, you're taking something before it really has become part of the tree, before it's come, before it's matured, before its real identity is established. So what does it have to do with it? How can you compare the two? Elamai Shmuel then says, well, look at the radish. And now if you saw the little few cents I sent out to you on your phones, you'll see how absolutely clear Shmuel's raya is. It's about very on target. Because the radish is the root of the plant. Like the carrot is the root, like a turnip, like a beet. They're all the roots. Right? And if you leave the radish in the ground too long, how many days, 45 days, something, too long, in other words, so then it begins to shrivel and begins to become woody, becomes hard, and becomes part of the root system. And if you read a little bit further, what happens is that that's when the radish starts developing seeds. So all the koiches of the plant, now why does the root shrivel? Because all the koches of the plant now go into the producing of the seeds. Until now, so the koches of the plant were going to developing the root. Now, once the root is developed, so then the more important from a botany perspective, now the more important thing is the development of the flower and of the seed, so that it can replant itself. So the root, that the thing that I was going to eat, now becomes part of the root system. So Shmuel's raya to Rav Yehuda is the Gavaldik raya. The kura is the developing stem. The developing stem is edible, but if you miss the heart of the palm, if you miss the opportunity, the developing becomes hard. However you learn pshat in what the kura is, it's the same story. You learn the kura that it's the outer leaves, so apparently they're soft, and then they become hard, become part of the stem. You learn that the kura is the shoots that come out of it, the same thing. It's soft and edible, and then become hard. You learn the kura is the heart of the palm, same thing. It's soft as it grows up, and then becomes hard. Becomes part of the eighth, part of the tree. So Shmuel says, Gavaldik, the din is that you have a radish root, and a radish root, if you eat it at a certain point in time, it's soft, edible, that's why you want to eat it. But if you leave it too long, it becomes part of the root. Becomes hard, part of the root. And nevertheless, we make a bracha on the root, on the radish, when it is edible. So lachar, we have a perfect model for kura. So kamvoscha mistabra tatsnai and soifel actually is just like the kura. And the minig Yisrael is that then is we all make a bar pidam on snow. So now the Gemara says, but that is only looking at one particular criteria of whether you're going to make a shahakol or a bore pri or adoma pri eis. If you say every edible part of a plant or a tree gets a bore pri eis bore pri adoma, then you're right. It is edible. So even though it will lose its edibility, that's the word, it will lose its edible status. No. Kevan dishtana v'milsakoi. Doesn't matter. V'lohi. That wasn't the only criteria in Shmuel's din. Tzinoi nati inshia daita de pugla. Dikloi nati inshia daita de kura. There's another criteria, and that is when the guy planted it, what did he have in mind? So when the guy planted radish seeds, he had in mind we're going to eat the root. And when the guy's planted a date, he had in mind we're going to eat the dates. So Shmuel is saying what Rava said makes sense. If what? If something is called a peri to begin with. So if it's called a peri to begin with, Rav as far as the Gavaldi Gesvara, came with Nishtana Bimilsakoi, Varaya the Tznoin. And we can even say it's comparable to Kim Techiti and Teshemin. But that's if it was a free to begin with. But if it wasn't a free to start with, then it's a separate sugi. It's not Shemin, and it's not Kim Techiti, and it's not even Tznoin. Because I'm masking to Rava. As I'm asking to Rav Yehuda that kevan dishtani b'milsakoi, helping a riot, but that's only if it's a peri. So then b'milsakoi, but it's not a peri to begin with. So that's the Shmuel can be masking to Rav Yehuda's svara kavoscha mistabra and still be chaylik. V'lohi means v'lohi. I'm masking to your svara, but that's not the case over here. The svara. That even though we're talking about kevan dishtan al pi teva, not al pi adam, b'mil sakoi, I mean mask him to your svara. I bring your rai for the svara. V'lo hi, but that's not this case over here. V'chol heicha d'leinat inshe yadai t'da ochi l'marchit. So now the Gemara says, whoa, whoa, whoa. Now the Gemara says, well, let's put Shmuel under the magnifying glass. Is that really correct? That came with leinati inch is not called it. That heichod the leinati inch and that dachi loyma v'chinu loyma. You don't make over here. So here we have to say, coming back to what we discussed yesterday, shine of Rome in the base of Medrash, that loyma v'chinu loyma lachara means loyma v'chin bore pri. Let me make a shakel. We'll see in a moment that the Ra'ah and the Meiri explain to us when it loses the bracha altogether. But lachara loyma v'chinu loyma means its original bracha. It's left and not inchadait the pircha to non almine nitzva al alin al tzmeiris emre berpi adam al of yenis al kafis emre berpi eitz. Amr of Nachman Yitzchak, it's left not the inchadait the shusa. Diklele not inchadait the kura. And therefore the Gemara says you can't ask a kasha from tzlaf to. Nu, to kura, to dekel. Okay, now this little piece about slav, so that we're going to examine next in the sugya. But afal gav the kills, but here the Gemara established that the principle of nate inshe adaita is what's kaveh, what's called a pri. So the Afagav the Kilsay Shmuel Rav Yehuda, even though Shmuel praised Rav Yehuda, right? And now either you're correct in saying but he did not concede, or you're correct in saying that the Gemara was showing us that there need not be a concession. I don't know. But either way, I think what you're saying is correct. It doesn't say Ma'afagav the Moider Shmuel Lirav Yehuda. Ma'afagav the Kilsay. He said Shmuel, I'm masking with your Svara, but I'm not masking with the no. I'm not masking with. The what?
Specific case.
No. What's he disagreeing with? Whether it's called a pri or not. I'm masking with Yusvara Kavan Dishtani Bimilsakoi. But here it wasn't it wasn't the pri to begin with. If it would have been a pri, I'm Milsakoi. But the Kura never became a pri. Because the Kura was not the Hedai to the Hachi. Alright? So that now, if we go a little bit deeper, so the Chara will see, so Rashi points out, and die to the pool of the Ochle Kishu Rach. And Saf is a die to the Porcha. We'll come back to that. Here, Rashi points out that when it comes to Saf, there are several edible parts. And then Rashi says, Saf, not a inche die to the Shus Lachola Sa'alamias at Morais. She'enon mematimis a'ilon v'chach. But dikli not inshedait lechos akura she'oich l'memait anfei ilon. Rashi has on a certain svara. And Rashi says that when it comes to the dikla, when it comes to the date palm, when it comes to a palm tree, so if one would eat kura, then one would not have palm trees. Right? In other words, if a person raises a heart of palm producing farm, he's not going to get dates or coconuts because he wants to maximize the kura. So that means whenever a new shoot comes up, he's chopping it down. So Rashi says that this could not be a diet to the hachi. There are plants where the farmer could have several different possible products. And apparently what Rashi is saying right now, and this will be crucial for the upcoming sugya, that a diet of the hochi doesn't have to be solely, doesn't have to be al pi roiv, as long as people could plant it. When it comes to kura, so kura is saying, not shayach, that people, that farmers are going to have kura producing, kura diklas, kura producing, because if you have that, you're not going to end up having a deko. So it's a diet to the nafshe, loynat a dayt rochi loynat inshe. Taisvus loynat inshe dayt rochi dayt the kura. V'savar gemara kavose the shul. Right, so it sounds like that. It sounds like from that muchrach that Shmuel was said that Rav is a good svara, but I don't pask like what you say. Ledat cha, right? Ledat cha, that the kura could be called the pri. Okay, then came nishani habimil sakoi. But ledati, it's not even called the pri to begin with. So therefore, Shmuel's din is that legame kura, it's going to have the din of shakel. V'mkein oisan lulavi gefan blenati inshe dait in dachi. Because it never became a pri. It's not shach to call it a pri. What's the chiddush of Tesis now? What is he extending now? What's the next step? Go ahead, Menachem.
It's not a pre if your
you're eating it in a state before it becomes a pre? Meaning, if it's eventually going to become a pre, if you eat it in a state that you didn't have das planted for because you're waiting for it to develop.
Right, so what's the din where I'm eating that which will ultimately be a pre, but I'm eating at a stage where people don't plant it for this stage? Right? In other words, so far, whatever we've discussed is the das of people is to plant this for the final pre-stage. Okay, so now we discussed, if I take the pre and I further process it, do I change the bracha? Okay, that's Shem and that's Kimcha. Then we discussed, if I take an item and I eat it at its intended stage, even though later on it's going to become part of the root, okay, we're still good. Now, I plant almond trees for almonds. And roi, people plant them in order to be able to harvest almonds. I go into the field and I happen to like raw, soft, raw, underdeveloped almonds.
With their skins.
Huh?
With their skin.
Right, okay, underdeveloped, all right. So, what's the din then? So, this, daita de nafshi, on one hand, people plant, like when I pull off this underdeveloped green almond, this is the reason why people plant it, I could call it a pre. Or do I say, whoa, that's, but not at this stage. So Tosfos says, a chiddush. It will be called, based on the trajectory, it will be a pre. But if I preempt it and I have the fruit at a stage and people don't plant it for this particular stage, it hasn't picked up the same pre yet. So it doesn't mean it's not called the pre. Right? So that's what Tosfos is saying. That the ois and shkedim, kishem rachim, I could have had a chiddush to say it's still a pre. It's going to be a pre. That a daita dahocha even not only addresses parts of the tree, but addresses stages of the fruit. You want to go ahead?
Well, it sounds like Tosfos is saying it's not the same fruit, meaning it's specifically the klipasam. That you're eating, or specifically the lulavay gifanim, meaning you're eating something else that is edible in a tree that is not the fruit. It's not the fruit at an earlier stage; it's a totally different object. And that's
That's correct. But then Tosfos goes to the next step and says shkedim that you're adding an earlier stage.
It's saying you're eating the shell of the almond, it's not the almond itself. Or you're specifically eating it for the purpose of the. I mean, you might be consuming the oven, but that's not really the essential thing you're consuming.
Okay, so...
So it's not about stages as much as you're just eating something that is not the purpose of why it was planted. Right, meaning it's something else that
okay,
is
so
edible on the tree that is not the reason why you planted the tree or plant or whatever you want to call it.
Ki im lechol... Okay, so but Yonah's saying is correct. All right, I think other Mishnayim say differently, but that's what you're saying is correct. In other words, Yonah's saying that according to Tosfos, the din of Shkedim is exactly the din of Kura, because it's something that it will not do not intend to eat later on. Okay. Good. So I stand corrected. We'll see in Yonah a little bit differently, but that Lachar would say again. So let's walk that back and say what Yonah seems correct. That Tosfos' understanding of the din of eating underdeveloped almonds is the exact same din as Kura. Okay? Hold on. So of all the Rishonim, the most elaborate, I think, is the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah, maybe the Ra'ah is around the Levi. We don't have the Ra'ah in a lot of Mesichtas. And there are those who hold that the Ra'ah is the author of the Sefer Chinuch, because the author of Sefer Chinuch was written as a letter to his son. And you find that when you get to Mitzvah Yud Beis, he says, Ata B'ni. And apparently, all the early kisvei yad of the ra'ah of the tefer chinuch don't have a fully developed opening page. We got shar blat. So we don't have clarity as who wrote it. On one of the kisvei yad, so the shar blat was ripped, but part of it remains. And we saw that it says Rabbeinu Aaron Halevi. So we don't know if we'd have the full page, whether it would say Ben Kleinimus, and there'd be somebody else. But that's why there's a strong speculation that the Sefer Chinuch is by the Ra'ah. But I think it's still speculative. So the Ra'ah in this particular sugya is Marach, helps us out. Yudu Aimer Bari Pri Adomash, Mul Omer Shachmi Bari. Pirish Kura, Hu Raish Anfi Yadekel, Kishi Yetzim in Akarka. Who rach v'derech ne'odom la'ochloi sounds like the Miri, that it's not a stage of the stem, a stalk, but it comes from the ground. It's a shoot coming from the ground. And again, if you look on the various pictures of datri, so those shoots then become hard, just like the center becomes hard. It's the same concept. So the Ra'ah says, you see that the parting of ways between Rav Yehuda and Shmuel is Rav Yehuda calls it a pri, and therefore he holds that kevan de nishtana b'mil sekoi, and Shmuel says kavosuch mistaber because of tznoin, but in this case we're not going to call the kura pri to begin with, but according to the machlekes of Yehuda and Shmuel is whether an edible part, which is not the intent of the farmer, is that called a pri or not? So the Ra'ah says, but if it doesn't get a bar pri adama, why shouldn't it get a bar pri hates? Because it's mamish part of the tree. So he says, no. Mishum de kol hecha du gufe la pira le shayach le bruchale v'mekraya pri ha'etz el le pri adama. The chaz in the mechel gdulei karka, and he says midah to have a year rakais. He says it doesn't make sense to call it a pri. It's not a pri eitz. It is eitz. So to say if the bracha be boirei eitz, okay, then that would be a bracha of the shayach. But it's not a pri eitz. It doesn't grow from the stock from the tree. Elamai, we should call it pri adama because it comes to the ground. But it's not considered to be a pri according to Shmuel. V'achim mefreshin b'gemara, tamid Rav Yehuda mishum du uchlahu, because it's food and it's grown from the ground, so it's pri adama. Tamid the Shmuel, the omer shahakol mefreshin d'hoil v'soyfay lehakshayis lav pira, u'bevad the ikemine pira tuva. So the Mar'ah says we should question Shmuel's position. Why? Because there are other things in nature that, like pilpulin, which when they're growing, they are soft and edible, and then when they become ripe, they're soifon lahakshois. And we still say a boire pri ha'etz on them. Kidavachina lekamon. Ela the hosam who goof at Pira of Avon Gav the Sefer Lakshays, Kalhech and the Chazi Shapir Chosh of Pira, Vafila the Precious Sefer Lakshays, Beit, Mikol Mokim, Kalhech and the Katali Ikshay, Virochich, Pira Have, Upira Chosh, Vain Serch Loim, Abin Dover Shain Sefer Lakshays, Elachashin Nidlash, Avaloch and Bikura, Cave and Do Goof a Lav Pira who Klau. Af al gam da vimide da ochlelei kevun de loy koi bim milsei da sefer lakshayis loy choshev di gidule karkin in brochel and mekraya priklal el levruche el shaka. So what's bothering the road as he responds to? Good.
He's saying that Pura is not so special because there are many other fruits that are edible when they're soft and they're eventually also going to be several hachos. But nonetheless, they still get a shot the way that we had eight for a dama. So the Ra'a responds that no, really, a Pura is different. Why? Because a Pura is not a free whatsoever. Because it's not a free, it's not, I think the last one was Gedule Karka, then it's never going to be considered to get an dama in the first place.
And that, why is that?
Because it's not a pri.
Because it can never be called a pri.
Yeah.
V'hilchus ha-kishmul, pirish, v'achi yamin v'gmar, v'makshin led mitznayin, t'sayf el ha-akshayis, v'afilu achi, adin v'achich, v'v'achin led b'r p'yadama, v'tisinu v'gmar, tznayin, not t'inshe, that didn't pugla. Pirish v'oyde v'ach, nikra pugla. Hachal lein, not t'inshe, nikla, that didn't t'kura. Pirish v'vad, t'klechad, avi piri, Loi shnam lulavin nate inche daita dachi eloi. Then you call makayim piruhu. Veloi itmar helishna vaitaim aklal bishum duchte apira. And avobemide du gufe lav pira klal. Ela da achlele inche gugoin pugla viyerek lav pira. Lulavi gefanim v'kura nami the lav pira ki yitzven. Boshani lon maybe did not inche daita nachel leichad leinatin daita nachel. Okay, so what's the final issue which bothers the Ra'a? To be called mokim pira who v'loy itmar hai lishna. Vai time a klal, mishum duchta de pira, the mishum duchta a pira. What's bothering the Ra'a at the end of the paragraph?
For example, like the kids already said yesterday with oranges. If you have a Tropicana that has das to make it into oranges, so don't even have the hobby to think that our machlokas applies by oranges, that since it's not that you should make high eights on that Tropicana orange if you were to eat it before.
No, again, no. He's saying, Umevade to kolhecha to have a pre, any situation where it in fact is a pre, Loishna bilu lovin, doesn't matter, right? Loishna lovin nati inche daite dochi eloi, doesn't matter whether this was the intent or not. Timikol mokim pirahu, vlay itmar hailishna vaitaima. And this loshin of adaite dochi nati, vaitaima, that came from the shtani b'mil sekoi, b'shum duchta pira. Avo b'mide du gufe lav pira klal, el da achle inche. If something is clearly a pri, then whether it's a dait in the hochi or not, doesn't matter. Right? But if something is not a pri, then a dait in the hochi matters. There will be an example of something which is a pre, but not a daita dachi.
Oranges for Tropicana.
An example of the Gemara, or the Rishonim.
Snow.
Sugarcane.
Was that?
Sugarcane.
Not yet?
Olive oil.
No.
But they eat the olives. The olives are a daita.
Was that?
Slop.
That ladder? So tzlaf, it's a little bit too confusing. It's only parts of the tzlaf. No? There's only one thing left. It's not shemen. It's not, no. Was that? No? What's the one thing we haven't... Shkedim. Soft shkedim that have not matured yet. So they are for sure the pre, but lava daitadachi not the inshe. So the So l'chayra, right? L'chayra, the ra'ah is saying, heichad ha'du pri lo yishna. Doesn't matter b'lulavin. Not to inshadai to achay loy. That doesn't matter. To be called mokim piru, because it's the peri. V'layit mar hay lishna, and this lashon of whether it's nishtan or not, vay taima, whether it is a daita de hachi, not the inshe, bishum duchta a pira. These qualifications don't matter when it's clearly the pri. Abba b'mi they do gufei lav pira klal. If it's clearly not the pri, if it's part of the tree, maybe part of the shells. Eladachle inshe kugoin pula v'yerek the lav pira. The root is not the pri. Nevertheless, if a person is eating it, lulove gefanim v'kura nami the lav pira ukiyotze ben b'ha shani lon bein, meaning not the inshe daiter achi leichle daiter achi v'ze borer v'roy lizor b'ze lefi shekvar to'u boi rabim. So that's the signal that we have a machlokes b'shem about this. Others made a big mistake over it, right? So if it would be the guy's, if it would be a balabatim who made the mistake, the Ra'ah wouldn't say, "Oh, you got to be careful." Obviously, there are the b'shem who held differently. So what have we seen so far? How will we put the sugya together? Yesterday we left off. And we had to explain how Yitachin that Shmuel should say to Rav Yehuda, "You're gavalding," and the Gemara says, "We're going with the Shmuel's first in before he conceded." So today we explain that it looks like he didn't concede. It looks like he told Rav Yehuda, "Kavoscha mistabra, I can give you a gavalding araya." What was the? But that's and we, once we are magdir Rav Yehuda's din, then everything opens up. Once you're magdir the din. So how you magdir the din of Kura? So you look at the context. In the context, it sounds like there's a shemen aspect to it. There is a kimcha dechita aspect to it. But it's very significantly different. So what's the sugya? The sugya is kevan dishtanim v'mil sakai. That's Rav Yehuda's din over and over again. Right? Kevan dishtanim v'mil sakai. So now we come to another application of Kevan Dishtane B'mil Sakai, but it's backwards. Kevan Dishtane, since it's going to change and it's going to become part of the tree, we say no, that does not take away its status from what it is right now. And Shmuel says it does. It's part of the tree. It's just a soft part of the tree. It's not a pre. It's a soft part of the tree. Kavoscha Mistabra. The soft part of the root is edible, and we talk it has the din of bari pri adama when it's edible. Kavoscha mistabra. But Shmuel says that what you're saying is kevan dishtane b'mil sakai, but that's if it's a pri. So shemen kimcha dechiti. Nu tznoin. But Shmuel says, but it hasn't been called a pre yet because it's part of the it's the emerging, it's an immature branch, right? So Yonah says the same. That's what Tosfos says the same. It's got to be the shells, the edible shells of an almond, but it's going to become the klipa. It's never going to become the pre. So therefore, we would give it the halach of shahako. So that's what the Ra'ah is pointing out. The Ra'ah says that when the Ra'ah goes a step further now. All right, what's the Ra'ah's one step further, which he takes beyond the sugya so far? Good, Josh.
Saying that
That was actually going to be my next question, if that was what the Rav was saying. So, I figured, I'm like, well, man, that's a statement, he probably said anything about it.
Say it again. Whether Dait Rachi was whether Sofal Akshus means therefore it's not a Dait Rachi.
Does Sofal Akshus imply a Dait Dinshay? Meaning, like, if you say it's not free, you say it's a Sofal Akshus, right? Then that would mean the main law that it wasn't the Dait Dinshay that was supposed to be that way. Whereas if you don't. Whereas if it's not where it's not prayed, but wasn't so philosophous that like the hold on, I guess. But does the fact that something's so philosophous imply that it's going to be not going to be that?
Oh, okay. So that's lachari. That's nekuda that the Ra'ah is addressing. That we would be well justified to say that. Something is called the pri, it's a dait to the hochi, not the yinshe. But the Ra'ah is saying, no. Whether something's called the pri is defined by the plant itself. It's not defined whether it's not a dait to hochi, if it's not the pri. Then a dait to the hochi can expand what you will call a bori piyudama bori piyes. But it's not the koiveya, right? The almond is always going to be called the pri. V'leyitmar haylishna v'aytayim akalal b'shum duchte apira. So how do you define peri? Avomina du gufe la pira klal ela da'och le'yinshe. But if something's not a pri and people eat it, kegoin pugla v'yerek, the lav pira, the lav gefanim, the kura, nami the lav pira, uki yitzibin, b'hoshan ilan bein mide de nate, the loy nate. So the Ra'ah is saying, until now we would have said the definition of what is called the pri is take roy farmers, why roy farmers are planting, that's called the pri, and the Ra'ah said no, it's much more defined by Lechera, the botany. What's called the fruit? Kura is not the fruit because Kura is part of the tree. And it's known as part of the root. So whether that's going to be called the pri depends on a Dait HaRachi. But if something's mamish the pri, then you don't need a Dait HaRachi. Right? Rashi, Lechera says a little bit differently. Rashi says the kuro could not be the pri because he wouldn't have a tree if he kept on eating. It's self-evident that you couldn't call a pri something which would kill the plant. Right? Now, l'chaira, the same thing according to Rashi might theoretically. Because the same thing about a carrot or a radish. You're going to kill the plant when you pull it out. So you can understand the Ra'oz Mahalach. Rashi wouldn't say that. All right? So now, let's go a step further. The Rif says, Kura, Rav Yudai Mephidam, Mashmul Rapshakol, Vehilchasa Kishmul, explains Rabbeinu Yonah Kura hu roi shadekul mitchila hu rach kemoi lulave gefane v'achar kach nasa ilon. Rav Yehuda Sover came with the roi lemachol mevorach alom vorf yadom Shmuel Amar shein mevorach ola ela she'akol she'af al pi sheroi lachila leinate leinshi adai tadachi el kedei she'yase ilon lefichach einay mevorach alom ela she'akol. So the Rav Yonah says two svaras leinate leinshi adai tadachi Elokidei sheyase ilan. It's clear. Maybe it's the same svar. It's clear people don't plant it for this reason. They plant it so the tree should go further. Rashi. It's clear people don't plant a dekel for the palm of the heart, because otherwise you wouldn't have a palm tree. The heart's a palm. You wouldn't have a. So v'oimer ben tzarfas shkedim v'oidim rachem eichlam v'isam ima klipo shalem shein v'vorchen aleyin bari v'yetz ela shakod le'inate le'inshe midchila ela le'das ze'apri shein b'fnim v'achshem ir kichilos v'mi ha'klipo. Right, so now that's where the Rinyana may think maybe a little different than the way Tosus reads. So Vinyana says that when you eat the immature almond, you eat the almond and the klipa altogether. But this is not the reason of people planted it. So therefore, Vinyana says this would not be called a pri. The Ra'o would say, of course it's called a pri. It's an immature pri, but it's still a pri. So the Vinyana says that when something is clearly from a structural, from a botany perspective, it's called the pre, not enough. It has to be also a daita nasha. That nasha is the litmus test. And according to Dibra'ah, a daita nasha is if it's not the scientific, not the natural pre. So then a daita dachi can upgrade it to be a pre. Again, so what have we... So we're in the middle, we moved from the sugya of Kevan d'Ishtenei to a more basic sugya of what's called pri. The next sugya, to a much longer sugya, develops the geder pri based on zron, based on trumas and orla. That's where we're heading into. What's the definition? So sikum advarim. What have we accomplished today? So first of all, I think we have accomplished a decent pshat in the shalkutar of the sugya. Right. Then we explained l'chayru what's the machlekes between Shmuel and Rav Yehuda. Right. It's a sugya. Right now, it's a sugya of kevun d'ishtane. So Rav Yehuda says kevun d'ishtane b'mil sekoy. And therefore the future development of this item does not impact, and it's still called a pre. Edible pre. Alright? And Shmuel says that Kevan Deshtane Bimilsikai applies to a pre. But this is not a pre. Because a pre is, right, this would not be called the that which is going to become part of the tree is called a pri. It's not called a pri. All right? So again, what's the nekudas ha-machlekes? Whether a future shinui now determines what bracha we make before the shinui. Until now, we've discussed whether a shinui changes the bracha. Now we're discussing whether the shinui has a retroactive impact. The fact that it's going to change and become part of the tree, does that mean it's mafkia, it's shame peri right now? Or do we say, no, but milsekoi, a later shinui has no impact on its present state? So Shmuel says to Rabbi Yehuda, you know, I'm masking with you. All right, I can see you're, I'm masking with you. Shinui doesn't change. Kim chedachita hadoma. Shemen zayis hadoma. Tzinoin. The fact that it becomes part of the root system doesn't matter. Right now it's a pre. Maskin. However, Shmuel says that that's only true if kemen de nate inshe daita de achim. But I disagree with you what's called the pre. You're calling a pre any edible part of the plant. And I'm calling a pre came the night that you died at Achi. Right? When Chazal established the Boire Pri, so according to Rava, according to Rav Yehuda, edible. And according to Shmuel, what's the tachlis? What's the reason? Why do people plant it? And then we see that the Ra'ah and Rabbi Yonah now are saying that according to Shmuel, Kevun Denate is going to be the defining aspect of what is a pri. Kevun Denate, you have an orange. Is it for oranges or for orange juice? And the Ra'ah said, no. An orange is the pri. Even if you're planting oranges for oranges, it is the pri. The almond is the pri. The date is the pri. We know what a pri. The pri is the item which comes out from the flower at the end of the pri is a botanical term. Can a part and an edible part of a plant become a pri? That's called kim denat yishadat yachi. All right. So l'chayra. So we end up again. We end up. The machlekes of our sugya now becomes how do you define a pri? Correct? So again, to be clear, machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel is whether the kura is called a pri to begin with. Right? Yehuda says anything which is edible. Shmuel says came to nati yinshe. Then there's a machlekes rishonim had a limpshat in Shmuel. When Shmuel says kevan denata yinshe, is that the determining factor? End of story. And Rabbi Yehuda says anything which is edible, or according to the Ra'ah, anything which is from a botanical perspective, the pre lesman de polig, that's called a pre. The only shaila is things which are not the botanical peri, like the tznoin, like the kura, the things of the tzlaf, and that depends on a vote. So it's a Imek Inyan over here. When Chazal used the word pri, so is pri a phenomenon that Kadosh Baruch Hu decided? Like it says in Sheshis Mei Breshis, Eitz of Epiria, before human beings were around, L'chaira, a pri should be defined without a human being. Right? L'chaira, that's what the Ra'ah is saying. I can take a non-edible and upgrade it with Kim Denat Dinshe. But a pri is a pri. Kadosh Baruch Hu told what a pri is. And l'chaira, Rabbi Yonah is saying that Shmuel understands that a pri is determined by when a Kadosh Baruch Hu said there's a botanical term of pri. It's true. That's Sheshmei Breishis. But once a Kadosh Baruch Hu said we do Arts v'kivshua, so then we became the balabatim of what's called the Priyana. And we also get to appreciate is that, just keep this in mind, because we'll develop this later on, is that the sugya of how to make the bracha is going to draw your attention to the different parts of the plant, the different parts of the bria. And is it a root? Will it maintain its root? The purpose of a root? And l'chara, that's the, we'll see later on, whether that's one of the te'aliyas of making a bracha. Okay. Rabbi Menchana.